Thank you and good morning. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville conducted a traffic stop in the early morning hours on Wednesday. The driver, 44-year-old Sharon Patrice Erickson, was found to be driving on a suspended license. While the deputy was approaching the vehicle, however, he saw a second person in the car get into the back seat and crouch down to hide himself. When the deputy reached the car and spoke with Erickson, he also spoke with the man in the back, who initially claimed that he had no identification on him, despite holding a wallet that contained ID in his hands. That was 41-year-old Frank Albert Slade, who was wanted on 3 misdemeanor warrants, as well as in connection with 2 other open investigations. A search of the vehicle turned up some 2 grams of suspected meth, along with drug paraphernalia. A search of Erickson's purse turned up 26 grams of suspected heroin. Both Erickson and Slade were booked into county jail. Sheriff's deputies and members of camp served a search warrant at a property just north of Blocksburg on Wednesday and located a large outdoor marijuana growing operation. Deputies confiscated more than 10,000 growing marijuana plants, ranging in height from 6 to 9 feet, found on 3 different parcels, all located on private property. Water for the gardens was being diverted from a nearby stream, and deputies found no one at the location during the search. Fish and Wildlife are involved to deal with any environmental violations, and the investigation into who maintained the grow site continues. Arcata police served a search warrant at a residence in the 1600 block of 29th Street on Wednesday morning and found an indoor marijuana grow in a garage, a greenhouse, and an outbuilding. Officers confiscated more than 300 growing plants, 500 starter plants, 3 pounds of processed bud, and numerous 1,000-watt grow lights. The operation was using 6 times the amount of electricity of a normal residence, and numerous unpermitted wiring and electrical violations were found as well. Officers arrested 37-year-old Kern Sanchez, who was booked into county jail. More than 2,800 personnel, more than 100 engine companies, dozens of air assets, and heavy equipment crews continue to battle 2 major fire complexes in the Klamath National Forest in the areas around Happy Camp. Lightning has sparked more than 26 separate blazes since the first of the month, and the Happy Camp complex continues to grow. It has scorched more than 26,000 acres. The July complex near Sawyer's Bar has burned more than 35,000 acres, and full containment of both fire complexes is a way off. Smoke from the fires continues to affect communities in the region, including Willow Creek and Hoopa, to the west. The Eureka City Council will meet in a special meeting with the Eureka Planning Commission today at 4 o'clock in council chambers. The 2 agenda items are a discussion of the homeless policy paper and planned changes in how the city and its public services are dealing with the issue. Also, an update on the city's ongoing general plan update. The policy paper deals with short, mid, and long-term goals and the steps the city and its residents can take to reduce homelessness. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka is flying the flags outside of city buildings at half-staff in honor of the passing of Eureka native Sergeant Christopher Mullally, who died in Afghanistan on August 22nd. On Wednesday, Governor Jerry Brown ordered the flags flying outside of state buildings to be flown at half-staff in honor of Sergeant Mullally as well. The governor's statement read, "On behalf of all Californians, Governor Brown and First Lady Anne Gust Brown honor Sergeant Christopher Mullally, who bravely gave his life in service to our state and nation." Mullally's death is under investigation by the Army. He was assigned to the 1st Cavalry Division stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. There is a reason the drought that has affected California over the past 3 years is such a big deal. It's affecting some 38 million people. The latest study released by the Public Policy Polling Institute reveals that California is now home to more than 38 million people, 1 in every 8 residents in the nation. Texas is far behind with 26 million residents. Population growth has slowed, however, and for the first time in decades, the Bay Area has experienced the fastest growth of any region in the state. No one ethnic group or race constitutes a majority in California. It's 39% white, 38% Latino, 13% Asian, and 6% African American. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.